What's up? What's up? This is Miss Vibes, and you're listening to Miss Vibes on that frequency. I hope everyone is having a smooth weekend, and your upcoming week will be as smooth. So tonight, I would like to talk about being honest with yourself. Nowadays, with society and all of its pressure, you may not be yourself. Because you have so many influences in each and every way that you forget who the fuck you are. And now you're 10 personalities and 10 people in one, right? And it's crazy. Like, how there is so many people in this world that's like that. And it's not normal. It's definitely not normal. And, I think about it because it's like, wow, there are people out here who live in a falsified world and forget who the fuck they are, you know, who came out their mom's pussy. They forget who they are as an individual. And it's like, For these recent years, I realized I do not want to be that. I definitely would love to be someone who knows who the fuck they are, no matter where I'm at on, or even whatever platform I'm on. And I just feel like I want to be me. I only want to be me. Everywhere I go, everywhere I'm at, and everything I'm doing, because I don't see anything else better than that for me, for real. I say that because I feel there was a point in my life, or for a while, where I didn't know who I was, or I allowed people to influence me to be a certain person because I wasn't happy with who I am, because I allowed people to criticize me and make me to a person that they wanted me to be, instead of me being who I needed to be, which is true to myself. When I started becoming true to myself, I loved who I became. I was more at ease. I was more at peace. I just felt better overall, and I realized being somebody else, there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of aggravation. At the end of the day, you're not really happy with the individual you're looking at in the mirror. And that's sad. You know what I mean? I feel like there's a lot of people like that. And I honestly don't want to be that. You know, sometimes I do feel the pressure a little bit, like maybe I should be like this or that. And then I realize, like, who the fuck are you doing this for? Who are you doing this for? And is it worth it? Are you getting blessings? Are you getting money? Are you getting food and snacks? Because I'm not understanding who you're trying to impress, who you have this facade for. It doesn't make no sense. It makes absolutely no sense. So, you know, let's go back to the board and, you know, really discover our life. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, I'd rather be honest with myself and say, like, you know, I am this type of person and I will always be that. Who am I? I feel like I'm overall a person that loves to learn new things that I'm interested in. I don't love to learn everything, okay? I don't want to know no more math. I hate math. Unless it involves money. But I hate math, but I love to learn about cultures. I love to learn about African Caribbean history, Black history. I love to learn about the African and Black leaders out there, Caribbean leaders. I love to learn about spirituality, astrology, you know. I love to learn about those things, you know. I love fashion. I love different clothes. I'm intrigued by antiques. I go to antique stores. I look around thrift stores. I love the 90s era. I love that era. I feel like that was the most authentic era of all time. You know, I like to be vulgar. I like to say some random shit. I'm weird at times, especially when I'm nervous. I am a weird individual, and I will take that shit, and I will keep it. You know, this is me being honest. You know, I'm working on myself. I would love to have a flatter stomach, you know. I would love to have a clearer skin and longer hair, so I'm working on that so I'm able to have that. I want to be an individual that doesn't wear makeup but has the cleanest of cleanest, smoothest face in the motherfucking world. You know, I want long hair. I do not want to wear a weave. I want long hair, natural long hair. I want to have a natural flat stomach with a shapely body. I want to exercise and eat to the point where it looks phenomenal for me. And I want to eat well and take care of my body. I like people, but I don't like people enough to always be around them. You understand? I am very interactive. I love to learn about people's life, not too much, but I love to learn about people and talk to people and converse. But at the same time, I do like being by myself. I like, you know, doing what I need to do for self, and I enjoy my time alone. I truly do. I truly appreciate it, and I feel like I'm more at peace when I'm alone, majority of the time, and I talk to people here and there. You know, these are things that I had to be honest with myself. I don't think I'm meant to do the normal jobs that people do, or get a city job, or get a job that's well-known, lawyer, doctor, work in a hospital type shit and all that. I realize that shit is not for me, and that's okay. You know, I like to do different jobs. I love to work with my hands on the side. I'm not gonna lie, I love doing hard work. I love working hard. And it may not be good for my body because my back, you know, especially when I got into my car accident, my back. But I love working hard, and I love doing different jobs. And I don't feel like my path is one path. I feel like it's multiple because I have lived multiple lives. I truly do believe that. I mean, everybody has lived multiple lives, but I feel like I have a more deep understanding of that, where I could get the multiple lives, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like with this life that I'm living, I have different paths because I'm actually in tune with my multiple lives that I have lived. And I really do think that shit. What else? I love dark chocolate, you know, being honest. I'm very pro-black. I love my people. I love my black people. I love them so much. I love being black. I love my culture. I don't see anything else for me but blackness. You know what I'm saying? And this podcast was inspired for me to really reach out to my people and inspire them. And that's also real because I know how hard it is to not have that inspiration. I know how hard it could be to not have like positivity within our community. Yes, there's a lot, but sometimes it's not genuine. But I'm here to say it's definitely genuine for me. So I truly, I truly could say, you know, I'm for my people all day, every day. You know, all day, every day, you know, till this day, you know. That's the type of shit I be on for my people. But I realized, like, being honest with yourself, you're able to really live a fulfilling life instead of living a falsified life, instead of living being unsatisfied. I feel like when you are honest with yourself, you can be honest with not only yourself, but the people around you and even with your life. You know, you could say, hey, I don't like this shit no more. You could wake up and say, I don't want to do this shit. That's that. And nobody could tell you nothing because you're honest with yourself and you could start a whole new life. I feel like honesty is the best way to be in life because when you're honest with yourself, you can understand who the fuck you are and accept that. Really, truly accept that and become better for you. It doesn't matter about the people, it matters for you. When you are honest with yourself, then it could trickle down to everybody else. And you could live a fulfilling life. And I truly believe that. I try to be as honest as I could be for me so it could go everywhere in my life. I'm still working on being 100% honest with myself because I know from there I could definitely have the life that I'm looking for. That's very fulfilling. And I think it's worth it. So I wanted to share that. I hope it resonates with somebody. And you're able to say, hey, it's time to be honest. Definitely have a great start to your week. And many peace and blessings.